Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. A chance encounter while serving food to hungry South Dakotans led one Sioux Falls woman to think more deeply about the impact of poverty on people's lives. Katrina Lair McKinney gathered with other women to launch a drive to collect menstrual products for distribution to women who couldn't afford to buy their own. The drive is called the Pad Party, and it's in its 11th year. Joining us to talk about the initiative, we have Katrina Lair McKinney and Breen Mayer. Katrina, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hi there.
And Breen, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having us, Lori.
All right, Katrina, let's start with you and tell us the story of when you first kind of awoke to the idea of how big of a problem it could be for women living in poverty or experiencing financial hardship to take care of their basic hygiene needs.
Yeah, I guess I really didn't think about it until I had this opportunity to serve at the banquet one morning with a service group. And afterward, they kind of gather everyone and just talk about what they're working on and what they've seen and all of that. And the woman in charge told us this story about a woman coming in with her husband and not having anything to help her out. No menstrual hygiene products, and she had just had a baby, and she was too ashamed to ask herself. So her husband actually asked for her, and it just kind of blew my mind. I had just had a baby about a year before that, my first child. So I was really, you know, thinking about the state of mind that you're in after you have a kid, and I just wanted to do something to help.
And how did it evolve into an 11-year pad party that feels, celebratory in a lot of ways today? I mean, it's something women can get behind. They're like, I can do that. You know, I get it. Yeah.
Right. So the first few years, that first time, what I did is I sent out an email to just any woman that was in my contacts that I knew personally and said, hey, I want to do something about this. You know, would you drop off some supplies at my office and then I'll take them to the banquet? And I also decided to have a little gathering at my house with some wine and cheese and whatnot. And it was, you know, a small group of about 15 of us that first year. And I did that for a few years where we just gathered at my house. And then I have these amazing women that surround me that are my friends. And they said, let's blow this thing up and make it a bigger deal. And we decided to make it our effort for the MLK Day of Service. So that really helped kind of lift it up too. We ended up having it at a public venue, which helped a lot. And, you know, it's just become this much bigger thing than I ever imagined it would when I started.
Yeah. Brian, my daughter and I were watching a TV show the other day, and in it, the young woman had to like borrow a pad in a bathroom. And there was this idea that this was a moment of, you know, financial hardship and poverty. And my daughter said, oh, that's not poverty. Poverty is the girls who wear the, you know, bloodstained jeans to school every day because they don't have anything else. And there was just this awareness right away that it was like, well, nice try, but this is what we see every day in the Sioux Falls Middle School is where she remembered it. I want you to talk a little bit about women in leadership, because these are women as part of this pad party who said, we're going to leverage our voices here and we're going to organize something. And like Katrina said, we're going to blow it up. It's going to be big. what does that mean? Because these are women who aren't ashamed to talk about some basic bodily functions like that woman was who needed assistance. That's powerful.
Yeah. Well, pardon the dated reference, but I think all of us that have been involved with this have been through the Judy Blume book, you know, like we have all experienced the shame, you know, and there should be no shame in having your period at all, let alone those unfortunate young women that didn't have the means to get a pad or a tampon. They can't afford it. So then you have to ask your friends, and you're hush-hushing about it. And so I think the other great thing about bringing this particular issue, you know, the social issue to the forefront, is that no one should be ashamed to talk about this natural thing that happens to us. You know, it's a necessity. And we've talked a lot about the fact that this particular need at the banquet is something that people don't think about, because we think about food and clothing and those sort of basic needs. But this also happens to be a basic need. So I've just been so proud to be a part of this event. Kind of, you know, it really does, like, the heart of it is about the sisterhood that we've developed around the issue itself. And again, bringing the word period to the forefront. It's okay to say that word. It's okay to say menstruation. Even when we're promoting this event to the public, we're afraid of the language that we're going to use. We don't want to offend anybody, but this shouldn't be offensive. This is something that's been happening for ages. It's natural. You know, it's a God-given right that we're able to, you know, menstruate so that we're able to reproduce if we choose to do so. So I've really loved that this particular event has evolved over the years, and other organizations have come to the forefront to also put on their own drive. So we've been seeing some really cool evolution and a lot more interest in the community because of this story that resonated with my friend. You know, it's just yeah. been wonderful to watch it evolve over the years and all that we've been able to do to support our sisters in need in Sioux Falls.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people would not realize how expensive it can be, especially after having a baby. I think Scotland is the first country to really talk openly about making products free for women in their, because of the economic impact that it has mm-hmm. on our monthly budgets as well as our monthly mm-hmm. lives. And Katrina, tell us a little bit about how the drive works, because, you know, it's a fairly affordable thing for most women to buy and donate. It can be economically prohibitive for women who are pinching every penny. How does the drive work, Katrina?
Yeah, well, and this year it's really a bit different, right, because of COVID. Mm-hmm. So this year what we're doing is we have several locations around Sioux Falls where you can go and drop off your products that you want to donate in a box that we have. And the locations are Waterbury Heating and Cooling, Elegant Mommy, Minor Brewing Company and Prairie Berry Winery Tap Room, Fit My Feet, and Escape 605. So those are the locations that you can, whenever they're open, they are ready and willing to take donations for us. And then what we will do is we'll take donations through Saturday the 16th. And then on Monday, which is Martin Luther King Day, we are going to collect them all, count them all, because we love knowing how many items we're donating every year. We always try to beat the year before. You know, we're up to over 200,000 individual products that we've donated over the years to the banquet. We're hoping to reach over 40,000 products this year is our goal. And so we'll count all of those, and then we'll drop them off to the banquet on Monday, Martin Luther King Day. So that's the way we're doing it this
all right.
year. Usually we just have the drive on the day, but this is different.
Yeah. All right, starting now through January 16th, and this is an event that amplifies thousands of other Martin Luther King Day of Service projects across the nation. It's a pad party, pads, tampons, incontinence supplies, whatever you want to donate. Now is the time. Katrina Lehrer McKinney, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.